ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। निष्पादितास् च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर् क्रीणालुभिः सदुच्चिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। निष्पादितश्च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। निष्पादितश्च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मा सह किं ददे। निष्पादितश्च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। निष्पादितश्च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। निष्पादितश्च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। निष्पादितश्च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। निष्पादितं च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। निष्पादितश्च कृष्णिना भगवद्भिर्क्रीणालुभिः सदुचिष्टं हि मे सर्वम् आत्मना सह किं ददे। Translation purport by His Divine Grace, by Charananda in the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Word for word, please. Nishpadita cha. Also the order is properly carried out. Karshnina. In full. Bhagavad Bhi. By the representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vinalubhi, by the most compassionate, Sadhu Uchishtam, remnants of foodstuffs of saintly persons. He certainly may mind Sarvam, everything, Atmana, heart and soul, Shaha, with him, what that day shall give. Translation. My dear Brahmana, you have carried out the order thoroughly because you are also as compassionate as the Lord. It is my duty, therefore, to offer you something. But all I possess are the remnants of food taken by great saintly persons. What shall I give? Please repeat. My dear Brahmana, you have carried out the order thoroughly because you are also as compassionate as the Lord. It is my duty, therefore, to offer you something. But all I possess are the remnants of food taken by great saintly persons. What shall I give? The word Sadhuchishtam is significant in this verse. Prithu Maharaja got his kingdom from great saintly persons like Prigu and others, just as one gets remnants of food. After the death of King Vena, the whole world was bereft of a popular ruler. There were many catastrophes occurring that the great saintly persons, headed by Prigu, created the body of King Prithu out of the body of his dead father, King Vena. Since King Prithu was thus offered the kingdom by virtue of the mercy of great saintly persons, he did not want to divide his kingdom among saints like the Kumaras. When a father is eating food, he may, out of compassion, offer the remnants of food to his son, although such food may be already chewed by the father, it cannot be offered to the father again. Prithu Maharaja's position was something like this. Whatever he possessed had already been chewed, and therefore he could not offer it to the Kumaras. Indirectly, however, he offered everything he possessed to the Kumaras, and consequently they utilized his possessions in whatever way they liked. The next verse clarifies this matter. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. Sadhu Uchishtam is the significant in this verse, Srila Prabhupada says. So generally, Uchishtam, generally it means untouchable, something that is untouchable, remnants. So generally you don't need remnants of someone else, instead of untouchable. But here, Sadhu Uchishtam. If the sadhu takes it, then that what is normally considered not very pure, that becomes a great relish for object for the devotees. Sadhu Uchishtam. Well, you can get the remnants of food substituted by the devotees. It becomes a great benediction, but ordinary people, you wouldn't eat ordinary people's food. It's considered contaminated. So here, by the potency of the pure devotees, saliva. Your devotees are always chanting the names of Krishna with that Krishna on their tongue. So if you get that remnants of that directly experiencing Krishna, like in Mahaprasada, the devotee. So here, your Prithu Maharaj is saying, it's my duty to offer you, but what can I give you? Because Everything I've got is actually the property of the Brahmanas. I was created from the body of King Vaina, the Shanti's body. So by the mercy of the great Brahmanas, then the two is existing. And they appointed him the kingdom because they wanted a king. But it's their property. The Brahmanas have everything. He was just using everything in the service as a king for the citizens. But it was the Brahmanas' property. So he's saying, how can I offer back, which is really good, it's the Brahmanas' property anyway. How can I give it back again? It wouldn't be proper. Just as you wouldn't offer truth. The father may offer, to the son, the example, the father may offer some truth out of affection for his child. You wouldn't offer that truth up again to the father. So this is the example that's been given here. In short, Prasadam, how can I offer it back to you? But that's all I've got. I haven't got anything else. What can I offer? It was an instance in Vrindavan when the devotees were used to maintain Prabhupada's room there in the Radha Damodar temple. And it was established during Prabhupada's time that you should maintain these rooms, and some worship was going on of Prabhupada. So they would look for Raja Shyam Krishna Balaram in the temple in Vrindavan, and they would take a chicken down to Radha Damodar and Prabhupada's rooms, and they would offer Prabhupada Raj Bhog every day. It was part of the worship. So they offered it one day of Dadamuni Maharaj and Kamaloji. Prabhupada went there. And then Dadamuni said, let's go back and give it to Prabhupada. They took Mahaprasad. So they had offered there. They went back to Prabhupada's room, went in Prabhupada's room, and said, Prabhupada, here, take the Mahaprasad from your rooms in Radhadamata. Prabhupada said, I don't take prasadam twice. Oh, Krishna. So here, talking of compassion, and how compassionate the Lord is. And so here he's saying, dear Brahmanas, you have carried out the order thoroughly because you are as compassionate as the Lord himself. You may remember that when Vishnu appeared at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Pitya, then he instructed him, and he said, later on the Kumaras will be graced by the Kumaras. But that was the benediction he gave, so now the Kumaras have appeared. So Pitya is saying, you've carried out the order thoroughly because you're as compassionate as the Lord. So they had that. That order came from the Lord. So they appeared here later on in the before Maharaj Pitya, so he could actually see these eternally liberated souls of four Kumaras. And but why they're coming out of compassion. They carried out the order of the Lord, so they're doing their duty properly, but it's more than duty to the Lord, but it's actually, they have the compassion. As the Lord is compassionate, so the devotees have great compassion for all the Lord. And so we see the Kumaras, they're coming, and they're always giving such transcendental knowledge. These great speakers, they're always in big assemblies. You read in the Krishna book or somewhere like that, where there's the big assemblies, the Kumaras are there, they're always. Actually, they're always around the Lord, glorifying the Lord, the different features of the Lord. It appears they can expand themselves also. Sometimes they're on the ocean of milk, they're surrounding the Lord, and different forms of the Lord's appearing. But they always appear to be there. And any great meetings there always there, generally they're called upon because of their vast knowledge. So they're giving Dipyugyan transcendental knowledge to bring the people out of the material world with their knowledge to take them back to Godhead. So this is the great compassion of these four Kumaras who voluntarily choose to keep themselves as small boys and just travel around more or less for the benefit of the whole world, not so much for themselves. So this is the a real Vaishnava. A Vaishnava doesn't live for himself, he lives for others. So these Kumaras are examples of this. So many times they just appear and they're instructing so many personalities and traveling throughout the whole universe. So this is, we see this in the life of any great acharya generally. They all preach, they traveled a lot and preached. Ramanuja Acharya, Madhava Acharya, they were all great preachers. And constant traveling, because if you don't travel, you can only preach to your village or your city. But they're concerned with the whole world, so they travel all over the world. Disciple took sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself showed the example of the moment he took sannyas, that was it, he was traveling for 6 years at least. Bhaktisiddhanta took sannyas, immediately he went traveling all around India. Prabhupada was constantly traveling, he never stayed in one place. For very long. And so this is the mercy of the traveling great saints. I mean, probably we met our Guru Maharaj just because he come to our city or our town or something like that. Most people, I guess. Or at least they were traveling somewhere. They just popped up at that place. So this is compassion. They travel around and they enlighten the whole world. And give them real knowledge. And so the Kumaras are their eternally liberating personalities. When they talk of moksha dharma, dharma moksha, and representing moksha is the Kumaras and Shukadeva Goswami. Say we're desirous of moksha. They were in the womb. Inside or outside, what's the difference? I might better to stay inside. I'm liberated inside or outside, it'd be more problem, but better stay inside the womb. I just perceive it. I'm interested in moksha, but then you had Bhagavatam, then you came out. Started to travel and preach. Kumaras also, they were probably up there in Siddhaloka or something like that. And they were always speaking, transcendental knowledge of moksha, how to get out of the material world, that was their speciality. But then one day, the Vishnu's over there, the local Vaikuntha Loka. Shall we go and see him? What does it matter if we're here or we're there? We're self-satisfied up around us, it doesn't really matter where we go. Anyway, they went for a picnic. See poor Lord Vishnu there, but it really doesn't matter where we are because we're self-satisfied wherever we are. But then they went and they saw Vishnu there. They smelled that Tulsi leaf and everything on his feet in Chandra. What is this? You know, we're getting more pleasure from our senses than our Atmarama. We are fixed in the self, we're fully satisfied, but we're getting more satisfaction. Beautiful aroma coming from Krishna's lotus feet. So then they became bhaktas. They saw the superiority of bhakti and devotion. Previously they were mokshas, they were after mokshas. So they're represented like in the system of karma, karma, moksha. They're represented through moksha. If people transcendental knowledge specifically to get them out of this material world. But now they preach bhakti. Yes, go back, go get out of the material world, go back. By the process of bhakti. Not simply being self-satisfied, because aparama means partial. The atom is only part and parcel of the being. Atom self-satisfied means there's no real bhakti there yet. It's just satisfied in itself. Bhakti comes when there is an exchange. So these are the greatest of these Kumara, the universal traveler. And so they travel anywhere still. And so they have this potency. The Prabhupada also has potency. He said, I didn't show magic. I didn't show much magic. I didn't show magic, did I? Except by picking you all up and saving you from cycle birth and death. That's my magic. The P.C. Sarkar, a great magician in India, his son or grandson, 10 years old, Prabhupada, was also a magician. Pulling flowers out of Prabhupada's ear and things like that. Another magician doing tricks. Prabhupada was laughing. The devotees didn't like it much because Prabhupada was like the stooge, as you say. But he was doing all these magic tricks and laughing and they put out funny revenue. And Prabhupada was laughing. The devotees were a little bit. Anyway, then after that, then Prabhupada said, you know how to stop the cycle of birth and death? That Saka said, no, Swami, that I do not know. He said, that is my magic. I can say this is on birth and death. One time he said, Dr. Takamara was talking, he said, Prabhupada was saying, you know that these yogis, he said, they take a dip in there, in the tree, maybe somewhere, or in the a lot of other compounds said. He said, they come up in the Ganga or the Kuberi. He said, this is their dismissing power. They take a dip in one place and they come up in another sacred. He said, it's true. It's the true. I've seen. And Jack Dagmar said, what does that mean? If he's seen, it means he must have been here and he must have seen them there also. So he said, Prabhupada also had that city. Otherwise, now he's saying, I have seen. They took part in Ganga and come up in Kuberi. He must have been there. But Prabhupada didn't show so much. But anyway, this is the potency of the devotees, they can travel. But there's a story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. He was out on the universal japa wall around the universe. This story was told by Bhaktisiddhanta Sakura. He was on the japa wall, universal japa wall. And there was Yamaraj and Lord Shiva having a discussion. Now Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that even if a person's committed the most terrible activities, he should be considered a sadhu. Sadhu. He should be still be considered a sadhu because he is still fixing devotional service. The next verse, he says, very quickly he becomes righteous, dharmic. If they're called you or something, my devotees will never perish. So their question was, first Krishna says he should be considered a sadhu. If he's engaged in devotion, even if he's committed most of honorable activity, he's engaged in devotion, he should be considered a sadhu. Next verse, he says very quickly he becomes righteous, which means dharmic. Sadhu means transcendentalism, beyond. Dharmic means still within the modes of material nature. So he said, how does it seem like a contradiction? First Krishna saying he should be considered a sadhu, and the next verse he said he should be considered safety, dharmic. They couldn't answer the question. Who is the Vaishnava? They're learned, let's ask him. But they call Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's having a universal chapel hall. We have this question. But he told him, he asked him the question. He said, oh yeah. He said, yes, that person should be considered saintly because he's right being established. He's engaged in devotional service, so constitutionally he's fixed should be considered saintly. And then the other one, then he should be considered dharmic. Bhagavati, yes, that dharmic is not talking about the sadhu, it's talking about the person who may criticize the sadhu. Why he fell down? Why he's fallen down? He falls down to the platform of dharma, he's very quickly he'll become righteous again. But because he criticized the sadhu, he'll fall down from his transcendental position. But he at least his dharmic, he's the devotee. And he'll come back again by his dharmic activities. Very quickly he'll be reassigned. So, these Vaishnavas, they know everything. They got the answer for everything. Even Yamaraj can answer. The idea is that these devotees, the universal, they can go around, but their only aim is preaching and glorifying the Lord. Not any pleasure excursion. if we could fly in the sky like they do in Siddhaloka, planet, that would be a great achievement. Everybody would really want that. If there wasn't any austerity involved, like materialistic people, that would be something fantastic. They can't do austerity, so they can't get it. But it seems like a great achievement. But the Kumaras, it's just to use it in devotional service. You go to this place and preach, and you go to this place and preach. So this is the how compassionate the great devotees are. And Krishna is. Actually, Prabhupada said here, he's giving a lecture here in Mayapur, and he said, my Guru Maharaj, he's talking about Nitya Siddha, and gave the example of how the sun rises at 6 o'clock in the morning, sets in the evening at 6 o'clock, and 12 o'clock is overhead. But for someone in the world, someone seeing the sun at 6 o'clock, someone seeing it at 12 o'clock, someone seeing the sun setting. Someone's always seeing the sun at, like now the sun is just rising at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Someone in the world is always seeing the sun at 8 o'clock. When it's 9 o'clock here, somewhere else in the world, someone is 8 o'clock there, they're seeing the sun. So at every stage, for the 24 hours, someone can see the sun above them. Although it's one, he said this is a material example, but it gives the idea of Nitya Siddha. So he said, my Guru Maharaj also, he said he came into this world for a purpose. And he said to spread Krishna consciousness. And when it was time, he went to another place. He said to do exactly the same thing, to spread Krishna. And many of his disciples considered he went to Chandraloka. He indicated. He was walking on this road, Bhaktisiddhanta road he had built. And some of his disciples, Pati Rapaka Dhammadhamaraj, who used to live next door, was there also. He told the story. And he's walking along with some disciples, and then he stops and he looks up. And he said, how degraded this age of Kali. He said, even in Chandraloka, they are becoming so degraded. And then he just walked on, carried on walking. And Dhammadhamaraj was completely amazed. He said, then we understood the meaning of Jagat Guru. He said, it wasn't just that Prabhupada talks of Jagat, they call him Jagat Guru, they don't leave their village, and then somehow or another they call it Jagat Guru. Radha Madhav Kirti. But at least traveling around the world, you can get the title of Jagat Guru. But here, Bhaktisiddhanta, he was thinking literally on the universal scale. We were seeing what goes on in Chandraloka, becoming degraded in Chandraloka. So many of his disciples say he indicated he was going to go to Chandraloka when he left to preach Krishna consciousness. So this is the compassionate nature of his. Because let me see in Prabhupada's own example that it's like a chapel. Prabhupada, he came here for like a chapel. A chapel walk, practically. temple will pop up behind him. He can wave. All things will pop up. Temples and devotees and schools. Prabhupada's just walking around Hare Krishna. It just seems like everything started happening, popping out wherever Prabhupada went. Something happened. Saw the temple there, went to another place. Devotees would come and get initiated. It just seemed like Prabhupada was talking about the japa walk again. But out of his compassion. And establish a whole society. So this is the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. Here the Lord appears at Pritha Maharaj's function. And because Krishna is all auspicious, so wherever he appears, whatever happens, everything becomes auspicious for everyone. Yeah. It becomes auspicious. He appears with Indra. Indra stole the horse for the sacrifice. He interfered with the sacrifice. So Vishnu came with Indra, and so Indra was apologizing. But we see that so many things happened just because Krishna came down. The Kumaras, he could see the Kumaras. And all these good qualities come out. Indra became very humble. It says that as King Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his own activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy, and he gave up all envy against him for having stolen his horse meant for the sacrifice. So here, such nice dealings. Indra loses his pride or his envy of the king. He said, "Poor Mahanda, that's made a sacrifice, he may take my folks to heaven." So he was envious. And naturally, Prithu Maharaj was angry with Indra. I'm the king, I'm the ruler, I can do what Mahanda just made a notice. Why you're interfering? So they were angry. But immediately they all give up their envy simply by the presence of the Lord. In the Bible, it says Indra fell down at the lotus feet of King Prithu. But King was so magnanimous of Vaishnava, he did not want Maharaja to fall down at his feet. Instead, Prithu Maharaja immediately picked him up and embraced him. And both of them forgot all the past incidents. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. But since both of them are Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust their course of envy. And this is the first last example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. There is a great need to propagate Krishna conscious movement in the world. So even people may sometimes become angry and malicious towards each other because of being Krishna conscious. Such rivalry, competition, and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. So this is a nice thing about Vaishnava behavior. All these good qualities are developing. They're not envious of each other anymore. They embrace. And this is the supreme. Remedial measure for all problems. The Vaishnavas have that problem. The whole world is always fighting. The Vaishnavas have the solution to that whole problem. Pancha kalpa drupasya kipashin yuvay vichara patita nam pavani yuvay. Finish. That's it. So if everybody is a Vaishnava and they say you work for a greater cause for the adjust the cause. So then all the problems can be solved. We have problems, we have, even in the society of devotees, there's problems. But if we, it says the Prabhupada says, we adjust the cause. Now, why are we all here? We need to serve Krishna. Krishna has a program. Krishna has a program, and our business is to execute that program. If we adjust our course with this, that's what we do, then, you know, what are we fighting about? Prabhupada mentioned in yesterday's purport. In other words, when the Lord makes a prediction, He fulfills that prediction through some of His devotees. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted both His glorious names and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra would be broadcast throughout the towns and villages of the world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada desire to fulfill the great prediction, and we are following in their footsteps. So this is a greater cause. We have to adjust for the greater cause, the greatest, and that is the desire of the Lord. Our business is to satisfy the desire of the Lord, that's all. This is our goal in life. We have no other ambition except to satisfy the desire of the Lord. And we do that by hearing from, we find out what it is the desire of the Lord from the lips of the great devotees of the Lord. So, as Prabhupada mentioned here, that Lord Chaitanya has a desire to spread the holy name in every town and village of the world, and the chanting of the Hare Krishna should go on. So, here is, this is, you know, what's happening right here now. This, the whole temple is coming up. This is the actual depiction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Adhubhuta Mandire, Eka Hoi Bhit Prakash, Gauranga Nitya Hoi Bhit Prakash. From this temple here, service to Lord Varanga goes all over the world. How do we serve Varanga? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Main Seva, chanting Hare Krishna. Gauranga Nitya Seva, go right from this one here, look what's happening. It's happening right now, it's coming up. So this is the desire of Lord Chaitanya, manifested through the desire of Srila Prabhupada. Now it's happening, you see. So, we're an ashram, so whenever we have a fight with someone, or we have some argument, or something is happening, we can see it as a greater cause, what we're doing here. It's happening, look at the Lord's desire. This is a very glorious project. You get a desire, personally from the lips of God Himself. It's His desire. Nityananda Prabhu was broadcast, so Nityananda is telling Jiva Goswami, this is the Lord's desire, then it becomes manifested here. So we should adjust the cause, any problems. You know, why are we all here? We're here to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Look at it's happening. Why we should spend time arguing that? Yeah, let's get the temple built, let's preach like anything. Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Bhit Prakash. From here, everything is going all over the world. So that's the greater cause. So when we have that oneness anyway, we all have the same idea to execute the order of the Lord that's coming through the parampara of Srila Prabhupada. So this is very practical. Very, very practical. The bricks and cement. It's completely spiritual. But it's a construction site, but it's completely spiritual. Because it's the desire of the Lord. The Prabhupada said another time, a lecture in my room. He said, actually, this temple is already existing. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he saw that. He saw nothing. He said, but you have to go and build it. You have to go put all the bricks in them and the cement. But it's already existing spiritually. He said, if you don't do it, he said, someone else will do it later. It has to happen because God's desire is to teach a marble with you. It's the desire of God. It has to happen. It's infallible. His desire is infallible. Whatever Krishna says, it has to happen. It can never be refuted or That's one of the glories of Krishna. Whatever he desires, it has to happen. But he said, you have to build it. If you don't build it, someone in the future will build it. He said, but you build it and you get the credit. He said, just like Krishna, he showed Arjuna the Vishnu, the universal form. He was showing all the soldiers. He saw all the soldiers being killed. Krishna said, look, I've already killed everyone. The battle hasn't begun yet, but I've already killed everyone. Anyway, you be the instrument, Arjuna. You shoot the arrows. You get the credit. If you don't do it, someone else will get the credit. Like, so Prabhupada said, like that. You build it, you'll get the credit. Why let someone else get the credit? You build it and you'll get the credit. Okay, anyway, so like this. This is the greatness, the great compassion of the Lord, the great compassion of the Lord's devotees, and the great compassion of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we have all these stories recorded, and it's all to do with the Lord's compassion. Every story somehow or other, the Lord's compassion is coming through.
Saraswati was looking at the moon planet and say, oh, see how degraded it is. Great. So I was wondering, does Kali Yuga affect the heavenly planets? That's the first question. The second question is...
Mildly.
What?
Mildly.
Say it?
Mildly. Very mildly. It's not heavy. In the heavenly planets, Kali Yuga is not in heavy clothes. But mildly.
Mildly. Right. The second question, you often see these pictures of the four Kumaras, and they're with Lord Vishnu.
With
Lord Vishnu. Whoever you see Lord Vishnu in the four Kumaras. And we know they walked in, they crossed the power boat with Ramajodi, and they walked into the Vaikuntha planet. So...
No, I think that was the local Vaikuntha planet.
Okay, they went to the local Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
Okay. So my question is, when the universe ends, we know they live for an incredibly long period of time. But you hear how Lord Brahma has to undergo some kind of death process when the universe ends. I don't know exactly what it is, but something. So the Kumaras, are their bodies spiritual or are their bodies
You're a very astonishing temple. Prabhupada's definition of Adbhut, but he never used the term Adbhut, but he said Prabhupada's transcendental description, mystical description of this temple, that, or Adbhut, his transcendental description of Adbhut Mandir. You European boys and American boys and girls are used to doing something very wonderful. So go to Mayapur and build a skyscraper. Adbhut Mandir. You go to Mayapur and build a skyscraper. So here is the skyscraper. But the idea is, it says it's a specific temple, Adbhut Mandir. And Prabhupada wanted us to build a very, very astonishing temple. Well, which other temples has the universal description of the universe? There is none. In Ajmer there is some little construction. But there's no other, like, you know, a three-dimensional model that it... So this is what it's going to do. It's Adbhut in many ways. It's Adbhut because Radha Madhavan Shakti will be there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be there, Parampara will be there. It's Adbhut that it's showing the whole universe which has never been shown before, back in the three-dimensional state. And nobody's even discussing it, nobody really knows how to discuss it. Some people have information. The Buddhists also have some kind of conception of the universe, the Jains. You know, you're pretty bona fide, Mount Meru there, everything like that. But it's just not been revealed before. And so this is what's going to happen. Especially like for Indian people, because they've heard about it vaguely. Now when they go through this and see it all firsthand, it's all true, you know. It's like our Shastra says, we've heard a little bit. So it's going to enliven everyone, especially people. And Prabhupada actually wanted scientists to come from around the world. They should come here and see this. And so that's the idea that we have in Calcutta there, Hari Sundar Prabhupada made one library there. Specifically for that people, scientists and others who are scholars who are saying, you know, they're not going to spend $50 million on a fantasy. There must be something in it, but let's see. You know, it's a big thing that they're doing here. There must be something in it. Let's see. We're doing it to disprove it, but they would have facility to study all the Vedic religions that speak about it. So it would convince all the scientists. So this all that feature, but I think the most Adbhut feature is that Gauranga Nityasevā Vaivipikāsa, from this temple, people will be chanting Hare Krishna, it goes all over the world. So you've got the Adbhuts and the Zulus and the Malachas and the Yavanas, all the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's Adbhut, that's very Adbhut. That's never happened before, that's something very wonderful. The untouchables are chanting and dancing, chanting Hare Krishna. It's very, very exciting. Okay. Okay.